Father Tom, welcome me here to the parish in St. Mary's in Lindsay because I am here on an official pastoral visit. And with me is Deacon Bill Radigan. And so I've had the privilege of being in the parish for the last 2 days. And now, during this weekend, which is probably the most important, is I have the opportunity to be with you to celebrate and to preach the Word of God. But before I do, I just want to highlight some of the gifts and the insights that I've already received. Lindsay is a town which has a long history, and this parish has been a pillar in this community. It has grown through schools, and many have flourished, and I've been able to visit both the high schools and the grade schools, and to be with the young students as they celebrated and commemorated Remembrance Day. It's an opportunity to see the youth and the gift of faith and education being given to them. And then, beginning yesterday afternoon and all day today, there has been a series of meetings that have been organized by Father Tom, and many of you have taken time to come and to meet with me. The Knights of Columbus, the CWL, the music ministry, the altar servers. Today we had hamburgers cooked by the Knights, the St. Vincent de Paul, and many others. It is an opportunity for the bishop to see the life of a parish, but the gift of faith being lived out. And this is why it's important for the bishop to come and to see, for it is the faith that sustains the church and sustains this parish. And this was the same faith that Jesus was trying to instill upon his disciples as they heard him preaching about the coming of the end. And they became somewhat discouraged and perplexed, for they wondered what the signs would be. And he pointed to the fact that when the time will come, the temple in Jerusalem would be destroyed. And so all of what they saw as ornaments, as votive offerings, all of these stones that were raised up would come to an end. But not in violence, not in natural signs, not in wars or kingdoms that would be divided, but it would come with Christ's second coming. And so for us as Christians, we live between the first coming of Christ and ultimately the second coming of Christ. We prepare ourselves each day for the second coming of Christ. This gift of Christ is celebrated when we gather for the Eucharist. This is the offering that each of us is asked to make, and that ultimately the offering of our lives. For as in the second reading, Paul was reminding the Thessalonians that as they thought the second coming of Christ would be imminent, he reminded them of simply persevering, of being faithful in good works. For to be a Christian is not to coast, not to expect others to do the work that we are called to do through baptism. And so that somewhat startling reminder that those who would not work should not expect to receive the blessings, that the work that we are called to do is a work that promotes the kingdom of God. And so he encouraged the Thessalonians not to be lax or not to sort of take things for granted, but to persevere and to be open to receive the gift of Christ each day. And so as we come to celebrate the Eucharist on Sundays and here this evening, we should come recognizing that each week we are called to work to further the kingdom of God. For not necessarily are we working to receive the bread that is important for us in our natural lives, but throughout the week we work so that we might receive worthily the very food of eternal life, the gift of the Eucharist. And this also is a sign for us that the kingdom is here, that Christ comes each week to enter into our lives through the gift of the Eucharist, and that our work, small, maybe sometimes continuing in a way that we do not see the fruits of it, that our commitment to live the Christian life is sustained, and that we receive the food that we, the workers, continue to labor for. We who work for the kingdom of God need to receive the food of eternal life, and how it is important for a parish to be sustained by the celebration of this Eucharist each week. For the ministries, the work of outreach, all of the activities that I have witnessed here at St. Mary's in Lindsay could not be carried out without the commitment and the faith that is nourished in the celebration of this Eucharist. Christ reminded his disciples that the coming of his second coming would not be marked by terror or signs of violence, but his second coming is anticipated when we gather to celebrate this Eucharist. The gift of our faith must be nourished in the celebration of the Eucharist, and this Eucharist must nourish the work and the activity of the parish of St. Mary's. We must simply be vigilant, persevering, and open to the signs of God's presence each day and each week. For this is how the Lord continues to build up the kingdom and how we await his second coming. Let us, as we continue this celebration this evening, be strengthened with the immortal food of everlasting life, the body and blood of Christ, the sign that will ultimately be the gift that we anticipate in Christ's coming this second time. May we be enduring as Jesus invited his disciples to anticipate his coming with faith and fidelity, and through this Eucharist be strengthened in both of those virtues.